People in Cuba's capital, Havana, are in the midst of a transportation crisis, just a day after the country's president acknowledged the impact of a US executive order that prevents the island from obtaining oil. Buses have been forced to stay in the garage. Those who can afford it are crowding into taxis, but many others have had to resort to long walks. Solanda Onya is a bookseller. She says she had to spend the night in a restaurant because there was no way to get home.
Anoche.
We managed to stay overnight at a place with one person from Alamar, another from Cotoro, and me, because there were no buses to take us home. Every now and then, we have problems getting home, but there was always at least one bus. Now, there isn't any.
Por el momento no hay.
Last week, US President Donald Trump signed an executive order imposing tariffs on goods from countries that supply fuel to Cuba, in the latest US move of tightening sanctions on the country. Cuba's president, Miguel Díaz-Canel, has described what Mr. Trump has done as an energy blockade.